TikTok reveals everything about users and those around them, expert. TikTok is under scrutiny by the US government in light of national security concerns. An expert pointed out that the content hidden in TikTok's terms of use and privacy policy is very concerning, that users who install the app voluntarily reveal everything about themselves and the information of those around them. The cyber system in today's world is so complex that people can use them for a variety of purposes, Peter Hish, a sergeant with the Los Angeles County Sheriff Fraud and Cyber Crimes Bureau, told the Epoch Times on June 9. For example, when people install an app, they need to click I read and agree to the terms and conditions to use it. We don't read those things. Why? Because they're 5,000 pages long and they're micro letters, Hish said. All the social media apps, Google, Facebook, Instagram, they all have that. TikTok is the worst of them all. What TikTok users agree to. Owned by China's ByteDance, TikTok has 150 million users in the United States, primarily teenagers. Its privacy policy says, TikTok may transmit your data to its servers or data centers outside of the United States for storage and/or processing. According to Hish, TikTok users inadvertently agree to three conditions. First, TikTok users who have installed the app agree that all content they create and publish using TikTok is owned by TikTok. So you take a picture of yourself and video doing this and doing that. TikTok decides they want to use it on commercials or other ads or sell it. They can do that, he said. Second, TikTok users agree to the company's collection of all information on their own devices and those of others. If I have TikTok on this phone and I log on to the Wi-Fi here, TikTok is going to use my phone to probe every other device that's logged onto that Wi-Fi on this network, even those devices don't have TikTok on it, he explained. My TikTok on my phone is going to go and utilize that Wi-Fi to probe and get as much information they can from all of the other devices. TikTok's privacy policy states, we automatically collect certain information from you when you use the platform, including internet or other network activity information such as your IP address, geolocation-related data, unique device identifiers, browsing and search history, and cookies. We collect certain information about the device you use to access the platform, such as your IP address, user agent, mobile carrier, time zone settings, identifiers for advertising purposes, model of your device, the device system, network type, device IDs, your screen resolution and operating system, app and file names and types, keystroke patterns or rhythms, battery state, audio settings and connected audio devices. We automatically assign you a device ID and user ID. Where you log in from multiple devices, we will be able to use information such as your device ID and user ID to identify your activity across devices. We may also associate you with information collected from devices other than those you use to log in to the platform. Third, Hish said that when users agree to TikTok's terms, they allow the app to monitor all the keystrokes recorded on their phones. What does that mean? I'm on TikTok, I'm doing my thing, and then I'm going to check my bank account. I just swept TikTok off, and it's still running in the background. I started my bank app, and I put in my username and password. TikTok just grabs that. They just copy that, he said. TikTok controlled by CCP. TikTok's terms of use and privacy policy are much more than the above, the sergeant said. The terms also state that TikTok collects personal information such as name, age, username, password, language, email, phone number, social media account information, and profile image provided by the user. It collects information about the user's activity on other websites and applications or program stores. It collects purchase information, purchase history, shipping address, payment card number, and other third-party payment information. It's worth noting that TikTok may use the user's image and audio information to enable special video effects, for content moderation, for demographic classification, for content and ad recommendations, and for other non-personally identifying operations. we may collect biometric identifiers and biometric information as defined under U.S. laws, such as faceprints and voiceprints, from your user content, reads the privacy policy. Another thing about TikTok, who controls TikTok? The Chinese Communist Party controls TikTok. So where's all your data going? The CCP. You want the CCP having knowing everything that you do? I don't, Hsieh said. He also suggested that parents shouldn't let their children use TikTok, and that it's best not to allow outsiders to use their Wi-Fi. TikTok is under pressure to be banned nationwide to prevent Americans from being monitored by the Chinese regime. In May, Montana Governor Greg John Forte signed legislation to ban TikTok, whose parent company is based in China, from operating in the state.